The Bensington Society, written by David McGill. Greetings to all, and I hope you had a pleasant summer. As usual, the weather went off as soon as the schools broke up. I remember well, probably selective, sitting at my desk in my bedroom revising, or in exam halls, with glorious weather outside, which changed to rain when we broke up. At least the weather type came along in batches of days, weeks this year, allowing for some degree of planning one's activities. Now, of course, we have a hosepipe ban, which, according to those who monitor the situation, is more down to the ever-present leaks than to the level of rainfall. However, did you know that leaky hoses that are fitted with a pressure-reducing valve and a timer are not included in the ban, which has delighted my wife, Liz, but, as she points out, still use them sparingly? Another piece of watery news, that a Newcastle-based start-up has developed a way of spotting leaks by satellite with 80% accuracy and fixing many without having to dig up the road. This really is good news, considering that nearly 3 billion litres per day are lost to leaks, about 1 in 5 of the amount put into the distribution system. September the 26th is the start of our autumn-winter meetings, and the talk will be about Roman Britain and its links to Benson, given by Helen Creswell. And on October the 31st, we will learn about the work of the air ambulance. There is not a meeting at the end of November, but there will be our usual pre-Christmas meeting with the usual free glass of mulled wine and a mince pie on the 5th of December. So, see you soon.